most talked about person on the internet. It's a serious title. When you consider what name is invoked the most on blogs, internet news sites, social media.
Kate Middleton and Prince George, maybe Beyonce or Justin Bieber come to mind. But far surpassing all these folks, Pope Francis, the leader of the Catholic Church, the largest denomination of the world's largest religion. The survey came from the Global Language Monitor, a Texas company that tracks what people are talking about on the internet. Other names and phrases that came up included Obamacare, the National Security Agency, and Edward Snowden. But Pope Francis has gotten a lot of attention in all forms of media this year. He's made headlines and blogs and tweets for inspirational acts. He's been criticized for controversial comments on sensitive topics. In Pope Francis, people see someone who's redefined or exemplified or defied what they think a pope should be. And that's prompted them to share their views on the pope more than anyone else.
Well, next up today, first ladies. Many wives of U.S. presidents become advocates for certain causes. Laura Bush focused on global literacy. Nancy Reagan helped launch an anti-drug campaign. When she became first lady, Michelle Obama promoted healthy eating and exercise. But now she seems to be shifting her focus and putting part of her attention on education issues. This week, the first lady at a high school in Washington, D.C., her message was about continuing education after high school. She talked to the students about some of the challenges she faced growing up, and she said that the future is shaped more by their attitudes than by their circumstances.
Maybe you've had problems at home, and you've had to step up, take on extra responsibilities for your family. Maybe you come from a tough neighborhood, and you've been surrounded by things like violence and drugs. Maybe one of your parents has lost a job, and you've had to struggle just to make it here today. One of the most important things you all must understand about yourselves is that those experiences are not weaknesses. They're not something to be ashamed of. Experiences like those can make you stronger and more determined. They can teach you all kinds of skills that you could never learn in a classroom. The skills that will lead you to success anywhere in life.
All right, high school students, this one's for you. There's something we want you to do before graduation. We want you to introduce our show. We know you're older than 13, so you can go to the How Do I box on our homepage and click the Send Us a Show Open link. Get all the details.